This week's episode of The Pixel Shadow is recorded straight to an AGP Tech video capture device. If you like the way this looks, hey, check it out for yourself. It's so super easy. All you got to do is plug it in, press record, and it'll save directly to a USB flash or SD card with no video capture software to bring down your FPS. Check it out at cap5.tv/AGP Tech. Welcome to the Pixel Shadow! I'm Bald Nerd! It's so good to have you here today! Welcome back! And we're standing in my home, and I love each and every one of you, and I'm so happy for those of you who gave us a thumbs up on YouTube. Thank you so much for that! We didn't quite hit 150 as I had hoped, because I really, really want to visit Xanadu. But unfortunately, it costs us 150 likes to get there. It's a very far reach to travel, and in order to get there, I need 150 likes, but I heard that we have a sale going on right now, and we hit 122 this week, and I thank you. But fortunately for us, next week, the cost to travel over to Xanadu is only 120 likes. Do you think we can do it? We did it this time. We will be able to do it again. Please give us a thumbs up if you want to see me visit Xanadu and all of the fun stuff that we're going to do over there. And for the few people who gave us a thumbs down, haters, it's good to see that only three of you are haters. So that's good. As I always see, it's a good ratio. You know, most of you are lovers, not fighters. But there are a few of you who don't belong, and I'm sorry to say that. All right, well, let's get on with it. We are on TPS Domes. Let's bring up our HUD. I have nothing. Nothing! It's probably a good way to explore, because who knows what's up here. What? Somebody blocked me in? My own dome? That looks like a chest. What? Red. Times three. Nice. Mushroom steak? What is that? Come on now. Mushroom steak? If I wanted a steak, I would make it out of beef. That's just me. I understand there are those of you who would prefer a mushroom steak. I'm not one of them. But hey, somebody left me some prezzies. Thank you. And I just accidentally ate all three of my bread, even though I was not even hungry. It's so typical of me. And that is why Bald Nerd has a couple of extra pounds on. And I could stand to lose a few. Okay, so I've got all of this magical stuff. I got some chicken. I got some mushroom steak. And can I take the chest? Wicked! I got me a free chest. I'll put it down here. Ba-ba-da-bam. All right, so what do we got? I need a pickaxe. That one looks like it's on its last legs, but it'll do. And to whoever it was that gifted me those wonderful treats, thank you very, very much. Let's see here. I'm going to throw that meat up in that. I'm going to throw my mushroom steak up in there. Now, I got your message, 10 plus 1. And apparently if I... Ooh, yeah. Look at that. Oh, you know how I'm always like, I'm so noob. I'm so noob. I got drag and drop, drag and drop. What is this, Windows 95? No, I can just hold in the shift key and just click, click, clickety, click, clickety, click. I want to do that just because it's fun. Look at me go. Ah, yeah. So remember that trick. Hold in your shift key, and then you will be able to just click, and it will go into your inventory or vice versa. Nice. I have no idea what that thing is up on my screen. What did I push? What did I push? No. Fog? No. Chat? No. What have I done? Oh, that was it. F6 is my profiler. And the noob strikes again. Let's go. What are we up to this week? Well, last week we learned to protect our entire dome. But this week we are going to do some traveling. We want to see what is out there in the great beyond of TPS domes. So today, this week, is our exploratory episode. And we have a new tool that the Pixel Shadow has granted unto us in order to make it just ever so slightly easier. And that is, my friends, waypoints. Thank you, Pixel Shadow. Let's see how this works. Okay, I'm going to get down here. How about we add a waypoint to the entrance of my home? Here we go. Okay, so I press I for inventory, click on waypoints, click on number one, and set waypoint to current location. Boom. Done. Turn it on or off. Obviously, we want it on. XYZ is enabled. Display of the waypoint coordinates. Yeah, baby. What else have we got? Change color of waypoint display. I like blue, but what can we do? Yellow, red, green, blue. All right, let's leave it blue. Then we can edit the waypoint name. We're going to call this My Home and save. All right, so if all went well, I'm going to exit out now. I'm running around like a wild thing. And I look at my home. See that? Doesn't really stand out very well when it's blue, does it? My home. So how does that help me? Well, let's go to this home. And now from way over here, I can find where my home is in comparison. It's over there. So that's my home dome. My home dome is over there. Now I can see that. So it gives us a way to kind of map out where we've been, where we're going, and take it from there. Now, cool. Somebody, not me, has taken our trick, and it seems protected. Have you protected this dome? Did somebody protect the dome that I already claimed as my second home, my home away from home? Looks like they had started to, but they never actually completed the process. Okay, so I've got my sword. It's a stone sword. I would love to have some kind of a better kind of thing. Now, quickly, off the top, you see how somebody has started to work on area protection based on what we learned on episode 21. Okay, so that's cool. Do you remember when I tried to get into the corner and I tried to glitch? Well, it turns out I found out that Mindtest, the developers of Mindtest, in fact, touched up some bugs. Oh, my neck is stuck again. There we go. It keeps happening. I do need to see that chiropractor and see if I can get that fixed. Here's the thing. The folks who create the Mind Test game, it's not us. They changed some things in order to stop people from glitching. So there's been an uproar in the Mind Test community as people who don't like that fact start to get upset about the things that have been fixed. For example, some of us are losing the capability to jump up two blocks. Do you think I can take him? Oh, I don't know. I've got a stone sword. Is it worth trying? I want to be stronger before I get to that point. Now, I think somebody's going to go and take my second dome. That's fine. Let's go home because I want to kind of treat our travels today as being, you know, from where we are going. I want to be able to see where they are in relation to where our home is. So I see a lot of folks over there. Hi, everyone. Nice to see you. Hi. If anyone wants to play with me, anyone want to play? That's cool. Otherwise, what I'm going to do, I'm going to start traveling toward them, and we want to see, are there any kind of cool domes on our way? So along our travels, what are we going to find? So let's head kind of toward where MangleFox70 is playing, and I see a couple of different names over there. It's hard to make out because everybody seems to be over in kind of the same area. Looks like Blackout is there as well. So here in my world, I'm down in the lowlands now. I see some mushrooms are growing, and lots of stuff going on. Nice little biome here. Okay, I don't really know what we're going to encounter. I've got a stone pickaxe, but it's looking kind of... I think I may have to make a wooden one and craft a new stone pickaxe at some point. I don't want to take... You know, because we're doing a little bit of a quest today, I don't want to take my diamond pickaxe because I don't want to lose it way out here. Because who knows what we're going to encounter? Not I. So we'll leave that one behind and we'll just work with some simple and cheap tools. I've got full health. I got full hunger. Not for long if I encounter that dude. I don't think a stone sword is going to take him out. So let's keep going this way. Just tiptoe a little bit. Don't mind me, Mr. Ogre. Good thing I can outrun an ogre. I'm assuming that's what he is. He looks like a Shrek-like character.
go. This tree's kind of neat growing up like that. Let's explore. There's so much to do on TPS domes. I keep pushing the wrong buttons because I'm a noob. There's so much to do here. So you'll find that from episode to episode, I'm just kind of learning the ropes and finding my way around. But one of the things that I want to do is I want to find more interesting biomes. I want to find things, places where I can grab some really great loot for when I start building. I want to start crafting some armor because I do want to be able to protect myself. I feel like I'm a bit of a wuss when it comes to somebody attacking me. That guy's about to get me. Oh, I'm just going to keep going. Because I feel like I can't even take them on. I do need to craft some armor. Let's see if we can figure out how to do that. I don't think I'm going to make it out of sand. So this biome is kind of useless to me. You are dead to me, biome. But I do wonder, you know, what is beneath all this? There could be caves. There could be some really interesting ore that I could use for building. But I'm probably not going to find too much other than stone here when it comes to what I could make armor out of. Can you make stone armor? No, I don't know if you can. I can make wood armor for sure. And then I've seen various other kinds of armor. Like I've seen like bronze armor, I think, and tin armor. But not so much necessarily on this server. I'm going to try to keep an eye on you chat room just a little bit just to see. Ooh, that's pretty. Just to see if anyone is trying to get a hold of me because I do not have a secondary chat window or anything running this week. This is nice. Okay, so what can I do here? Whoa, this is like ultra mushroom land. Thank you that glitch still exists. They're going to call it a glitch. The sneak glitch is what they call it. And I like it. I'll feel sad when it's gone. That's what's happening around here. Okay, I want to create a waypoint, so I'm going to hit I and hit number 2. And we're going to call this one... we're going to call this Mushroom Land. The Land of the Mushrooms. That's even better. It sounds poetic. The Land of the Mushrooms. You have to say it like that. So when you say it, that is how you say it. So if you feature this world, you need to say it like that. Because YouTubers sometimes come here. I've seen a couple of other YouTubers that have been checking out the Pixel Shadow, and that's cool. I think they're okay with that. As long as you're not doing anything that's contrary to the rules of the server, because that would be unacceptable, if you will. So you notice that, you know, I'm not here doing bad things. At least, not that I know of. Holy cow, it's hard to get through the land of the mushrooms! Because there are just so many of them. Holy cow, where's my exit?
Where are you, exit?
I kinda... Can you, like, do anything with these? Like, can you eat them? Can I? It lets me take them. It doesn't let me do anything with them. Huge mushroom cap versus giant mushroom cap. What's the difference, you may say? I feel like it's probably the hugeness of it. So, one is huger than the other? That would be my assumption. So now there are 2 mushroom stems just sitting there willy-nilly. Okay, how do I get out of this world? Nice! Okay, let's go! So now, you see my waypoint? The land of the mushrooms! More mushrooms over here. Nice. Such an eerie area. Now somebody was falling and falling and falling here and couldn't figure out what was going on. I guess if that happens, you'll be thankful that you've set home. I don't know if there's a slash spawn command on this server because the spawn seems to be fairly dynamic. Like when you die, you don't go to one central spawn. It seems to be that you go to some random dome. So I don't know if that command even works here. Makes sense that it wouldn't. So set home, I think that's probably one of the first things that you should do. Even if you haven't found a home yet, it gives you somewhere to to be able to teleport to, basically, even though there is no teleport capability. But you can use the TPR command as well. Like, I could type /TPR/MangleFox70 because she's online right now. Oh, and there's more timer. So that would allow me to teleport to her if she accepts it. Oh, great. Fantastic.
I'm here and they are there. And this is a very strange world.
Can I do Marvin? Because it kind of looks like Mars, doesn't it?
This looks like a strange world here.
I don't know if that was very good, but hey. I am not going to be able to take one of those dudes on. There is no way in heck. What do we have? So we're picking up...
Are we picking up what I'm laying down?
Desert Stone and Default. Oh, no, that's what I'm looking at. That's not what I have. Desert Sand and Desert Cobblestone. Okay. That's interesting. I mean, it's a little different than the cobblestone I've been using. Oh, desert sand falls just like normal sand. All right. Well, I'm not going to get too heavy into mining unless there's something really, really worth my while. There's some cactus here. Maybe I'm going to grab that. Oh, I can't. I need to craft some... What do you use? Maybe an axe? I need to craft something else. I need some wood to do that. I doubt I could make anything out of this little guy. A dry shrub? What can I make out of that? Sticks? Really? I can make sticks out of a dry shrub? Nice.
Beat it with a stick.
Doesn't work. What can I use my sword? No. I don't have any inventory, so I don't have anything that I could use to craft an axe. I think I'm going to have to find some wood. I'd better get some wood. Oh, my goodness. Wow, they are everywhere. This place is dangerous.
The place is so dangerous.
Oh, I thought that was the sunrise. Am I safe? What is this? Is he on me? No, he is.
Are you kidding me?
Dig, 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 dig.
Can't believe it! Nice!
In my quest to survive and explore, I have found a Nyan Cat Rainbow! Where are my friends? I haven't passed them, but I don't see them. Am I alone on TPS domes? It's not possible. Or is it? Is everyone? Oh, I keep doing that. Is anyone here? It says MangleFox70 is on TPS Creative.
Abandoner?
Oh, well. We're still exploring. I'm going to head what I'm expecting is now west. I could turn on my minimap and see if I am correct. It doesn't even show me. Can you get a static minimap that doesn't turn? Oh, it turns every time. So how do I know what direction I'm going? I need like a compass or something. Well, I'm going to head left. My left. Which spins every time I move my head. So I have no idea which direction that is. Lots of different options for the minimap on F9, but none of them seem to give me, like, a compass. Okay. So far we have found a Nyan Cat Rainbow in the dirt, no less. Oh, this looks neat. Oh, I could see building some Pharaoh's tombs up in this. Wow. Okay, this is kind of different. I mean, it's a sand biome with some water. I think that if I could find the resources to do so, this would make a beautiful spot for, a farm? Lay some dirt down and some seed, and we've got water that is plentiful. And that reminds me, I heard, what? I am flabbergasted. How is it possible that just exploring has led me to two Nyan Cat Rainbows? I want to protect this place and just leave this Nyan cat in her natural habitat, because that is way too cool. Is that really all the dirt I picked up? Are you kidding me? I am such a pathetic loser. Okay, so I'm going to go bounce area pose one. Oh, this is going to drive folks nuts when they realize that this is a protected Nyan cat rainbow. You can't fly on this server, so you're stuck doing it this way. Just swim over here. And area pose two. Did I do it? Did I get it? Yes. Okay, so let's see if that works. Protect bald nerds natural Nyan. Did it work? Yay! It's protected to me! So now people can enjoy seeing it, but they can't take it. So as I was saying, as I was starting to say, apparently you can actually craft, wooden buckets in this strange land of TPS domes. Okay, I want to set up a waypoint while I'm here. So I want to get some wood, and I want to create a wooden bucket so that I can get started with farming on this land. Natural Nyan cat. Ooh, if I could type, that would be good. There we go. All right. So I've got a waypoint here now. Natural Nyan cat. Beautiful. All right, so let's head to the left of my world, and let's see if I can find somewhere that has some wood so that I can get a wooden bucket crafted. But I also want to, well, I'm going to just have to remember that the Nyan cat is kind of this world that I want to start crafting, building a farm on. And if I could get like a rubber farm going, or a cotton farm would be great. If I could get a cotton farm going, then I would be able to, oh, perfect. I'd be able to start crafting things like bags and anything else that requires cotton, string, and things like that. Wow, this is perfect. This is exactly what I needed. Nice. Now, what kind of wood is this? Is this jungle wood? Yes, it is. So I'm grabbing some jungle wood from these trees here. This is a nice looking biome. Sweet. Like, look at how plentiful the wood is here. You're not going to have any trouble. Now, I'm getting a little bit nervous with this Nyan cat in my pocket. I kind of want to get this home, but it's been a bit of travel to get here. So now that I know that one dome with all the mushrooms and everything is, or all the, my food dome, basically, that someone was trying to start to protect, that dome is so close to my home dome. It's like one dome over. I don't necessarily need to keep that one in my inventory home, if you will. So I think I may set... Ooh, a fox. I may set this as my second home so that I don't have to do that travel again. But let's see. Okay, so I'm gonna get started with this wood, and let's see what I can craft. Because I'm really, really interested in starting up, getting some kind of automation going, be it a farm, some type of a machine. There are basic machines here that I've yet to experience, but I've heard it's true. So, okay, let's get a look. So if I take these, oh, maybe I'll use my crafting guide. Let's see. So if I guess you just type down in the bottom search here. So what I'm looking for is a bucket. So I want to be able to transport some of that water to my home world. So we've got a empty bucket, and we've got a wooden bucket. So wooden bucket takes three planks and in that formation. So let's see if I have what it takes to do that. So there I have four planks. Whoa, way more than four planks. Beautiful. 56 planks. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. I've got myself a wooden bucket. Now, I've never done this before, but I assume with my empty wooden bucket, I'm going to be able to now stock up on some water and take that home with me. So, let's set this as my new, my home away from home, if you will. There we go. So now I can jump between my real home and this place just to help me to travel a little bit faster so I don't have to take the trek. Okay. Now we're heading over to Natural 9 Cat. Let's grab our bucket and let's see how we do this. There's got to be a trick. All right, here's some water. Yes! I've got a water wooden bucket. Nice. So now what can I do with that? Can I place? I can. Sweet. All right. So now I've got the ability to place water in my world, in my home. Sweet. I've got this really nice biome to start working on a farm, whatever else I want to do. Okay, I'm going to head home. Here we go. I'm back. Welcome me home. And let's head over here and get started on our shrine to today. All right, I'm going to need to start cutting into this wall here. I don't know how far we're going to be able to go before we run out of space. Eventually, we're going to start hitting like the mine system. Oh, and it looks like we've got some dirt above us, so I may be digging a little bit close to the surface. But that's okay. We can move things around. All right. So for episode number 22, what do you think? The bucket is definitely something that stands out to me, but I don't think it's something that we can place. So we're going to start with this desert cobblestone because that's something that is new to us, something that we kind of discovered today during our exploratory quest. There we go. We've got some desert sand, which is also a part of that, and our Nyan Cat. Now, Nyan Cat is special this week because we found not just the one, but we found two Nyan Cat rainbows, and they were both easily accessible. So how do you like that? Woohoo! We did it. We've done some exploring. We've found some really great stuff. I've got a place that has some water, and now I can actually pick it up using my wooden bucket as well. So we're learning. We're becoming better and better each and every week. Thank you again to the viewer who placed some gifts outside of my home. Really, really appreciate that. And I also got this extra chest, which is now an unlocked chest. So I can start leaving some things in that chest for our viewers if they want to pop by and say hi and pick up some stuff. Whoa, that was weird. I love it when I noclip. So that's all. Yeah, that's all I got for you this week. But I hope you had fun. Remember, I would love to pay a visit to Xanadu. It cost me 120 likes to fly there. So if you could give me a thumbs up at the bottom of the video down there on YouTube, then I would greatly appreciate that. I know the folks over on Xanadu are going to appreciate it as well. It only takes us 120 likes this week. It's an April special, I guess, at the airport. So that's going to work out really, really well, and I'm really looking forward to it. So thank you for joining me. I didn't get to see very many of my friends. I saw your names today, but I hope that you have a fantastic week. So until next time, I'm Bald Nerd, and I'll see you here at MindTest.tv.